This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Everton beat league leaders Arsenal 1-0 at Goodison Park after protests against the board. New boss Sean Dyche come out and said it's just a start. Brentford have battered bottom of the league side Southampton 3-0. Manchester United star Rashford on the score sheet yet again. Newcastle have just drawn 1-1 against West Ham United, their 10th draw so far this Premier League campaign. And Liverpool thrashed 3-0 at Molineux. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. So in this episode, I'll be going through all of the Premier League results today, looking at all of the fixtures for Sunday, also getting a lot of the reactions from the Premier League bosses. Now, there were some surprise results today. Now, the first game of the day on Saturday, Everton taking on league leaders Arsenal. Now, Everton won this game 1-0 in Sean Dyche's first game in charge at Goodison Park. But before a ball was even kicked, the fans were protesting against the board. Now, manager Sean Dyche was absolutely delighted with his side's 1-0 win. Of course, his first game in charge at Goodison Park. And James Tarkowski scored the goal. Of course, he had him as a player at Burnley, his previous club. And he said he is absolutely delighted and this is just a start.
It feels like about 2 minutes, mind you. No, it's a start point. You know, I've seen that for a start. But that one doesn't guarantee your next one. You've heard me say that a million times because that's what I've learned from a 16-year-old being in professional football. It doesn't guarantee the next one. The next performance is not guaranteed by that one. The next result is not guaranteed by that one. So it's a start. It's a way that they've taken ownership and taken pride in what we've tried to do this week, and I value that. And then how we can take that forward. So the next thing will be feeding back on ways that we think we can take that forward. And it's, you know, it's not always a fair measure when you're playing top of the league, they're a top side, but it gives you a feel, you know, it gives you a feel of what's important in a performance to go and win games. I thought it was rocking today. I mean, that's great, you know, appreciation for the fans to give us a start, and that's all I asked for. I said, can you, you know, you help us out, give us a start, give us a breather, as I called it, because I'm aware there's a lot of noise around here, and I've got to learn about that. I don't know all the depth of it, but I have got to learn about that, and I will, and I respect fans, I respect their views. But while them views are there, can they just ease them aside and remember, you know, the belief in Everton as a football club and the heartbeat that has been here for many, many years?
After Everton's 1-0 win against Arsenal, they have now moved up to 18th in the Premier League table. Arsenal remain top of the league. They have 50 points from 20 matches. Arteta said after the game, "I still love my players."
Well, I think Everton were really good, and you have to congratulate them first for the way they have turned things around. And I think they made it probably to win the game because they were really efficient. And from our side, disappointed because obviously we didn't get the result that we wanted as well, but the performance doesn't reflect what we've been doing. Now, the last 12, 15 minutes, especially after we made the changes, we started to make a lot of free kicks and a lot of rash decisions that obviously is exactly what they want, is slow the game down, do everything really loud, play the balls into your last line and start to get set plays and don't play a lot. And we haven't managed that well enough. For the team, I want the team to know how much I love them. And I might love them much more now than 3 hours ago, a week ago, a month ago, 3 months ago. So it's very easy to be next to the player when they are winning and performing. This is the moment that I love my players more, the staff more, and now we stay together. And this journey is going to be difficult, challenging, and it's going to be big stones in the middle. We're going to have to overcome that. And now we have to prepare the week really well to get to Saturday with the right emotional level and with the right spirit to beat Brentford.
Now, other results in the Premier League today. Aston Villa 2, Leicester City 4. Leicester City came back from being 2-1 down at Villa Park. They are now up to 13th in the Premier League table. Brentford beat Southampton 3-0 at home. They are now up to 7th in the Premier League table, just 1 point away from a Europa League spot. Brighton, however, are sitting in a Europa League spot at the moment. They are in 6th place after beating Bournemouth 1-0, an 87th minute goal from Matoma. Now, Manchester United beat Crystal Palace 2-1 at Old Trafford today. Goals from Fernandes and Marcus Rashford. Rashford has now scored 11 goals since returning with England from Qatar at the World Cup. Wolves beat Liverpool 3-0 at Molineux today. Wolves are now up to 15th. Goals from Matip, own goal, Dawson and Neves. Now, Jurgen Klopp, after the game, called his performance horrible.
Yeah, very frustrating, very disappointed. It's, the start into the game was horrible, absolutely horrible. It was the opposite of what we wanted to do. First 12 minutes, 2-0 down, is absolutely... It's never helpful, but especially in our situation, it's absolutely not allowed to happen. Not for being passive, not for doing what we did in these moments.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So we saw obviously different games today, all in one. First 12 minutes, then... an okay away performance where, yeah, we created, we were there, that was absolutely okay, but then we started extremely well in the second half, the next, I don't know exactly, 25, 30 minutes in the second half for the first of them. Was brilliant, was a super away game without scoring. Yeah, and then they scored the third goal from a counter-attack and the rest is then... getting it over the line, pretty much. We caused that misery with the first 12 minutes. And you can ask me if I can explain it. I can. It's now 10, 15 minutes after the game. Still not. It's not. That is not. Cannot happen. Cannot. Did. I know. But that's really tough to swallow.
And in the late kickoff, Newcastle drew yet another game in the Premier League, their 10th draw of this Premier League season, drawing 1-1 at St James's Park against West Ham United. And lastly, two games will take place in the Premier League on Sunday. The first one, 2 p.m. kickoff, Nottingham Forest take on Leeds United. Leeds United are winless in 12 top flight games away to Nottingham Forest since a 2-0 victory back in November 1971. And then Tottenham Hotspur take on Manchester City at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, 4:30 p.m. kickoff, live on Sky Sports. Manchester City have lost all four games at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in all competitions without scoring since Spurs moved into their new stadium back in April 2019. Now, my thoughts on today's results. Of course, many congratulations to Everton beating Arsenal. I'm not just saying that as a Tottenham Hotspur fan. Well, perhaps I am. But of course, Everton, you know, they gave absolutely everything today. They really, really did. The grit, desire, the determination to beat Arsenal today was absolutely fantastic. I was only there last weekend doing the tour of Goodison Park because, of course, I went up to the Preston v Spurs game. So I went to Everton first. And there was a real buzz, you know, even though they had just sacked Frank Lampard at the club, you know, all of the fans seemed quite optimistic that they were going to get a new manager in. Sean Dyche wasn't appointed by the time that I went on the tour, but they knew that he was coming. And they were all optimistic, thinking that, you know, their season was going to be turned round and things would be good again. I do wish Everton all of the very best. I would like to see them stay up in the Premier League. But that performance today was special. And the fans, although they were protesting before the game, you could tell that they were extremely happy. And, you know, that win meant a lot to them today. I tell you what, I was surprised by two results. Of course, Chelsea drawing 0-0 against Fulham on Friday evening. They just lacked a lot of attacking power up top. And Wolves beating Liverpool today, 3-0. Liverpool are now 10th in the Premier League table. Played 20, won 8, drawn 5, lost 7. Have a goal difference of plus 6. They have 29 points. They are 11 points away from the top 4. Incredible. Now, Manchester United are third in the Premier League table. They have 42 points from 21 games. They are just 3 points away from Manchester City and only 8 points away from league leaders Arsenal. They won again today against Palace. Rashford on the score sheet again. That guy is just in superb form. If his form continues this way, if Manchester United's form continues this way, and Erik ten Hag has come in here and done an absolutely unbelievable job at Old Trafford, they have got to be seen as title contenders right now. Now, a good win for Leicester City, coming back from 2-1 down at Villa Park to win 4-2. They've had a very indifferent season. They have lost 12 games out of 21 matches. They are sitting in 13th place. Southampton are going to be in trouble if they keep conceding this many goals and losing games the way that they are. They are sat bottom of the table. They have lost 14 games out of 21. Newcastle drawing again. They are the only team, though, that have only lost one game in the Premier League so far. Now, tomorrow's games in the Premier League, Nottingham Forest v Leeds United. Both teams need a win. Forest are sat 14th, 21 points from 20 games. Leeds United are just above the relegation zone, 18 points from 19 matches. That one, I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw. And then, of course, Tottenham Hotspur v Manchester City. Manchester City have not scored at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium as yet. And Spurs have won on every occasion that Manchester City have visited our new ground. This one, I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw as well. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button, like and share, and also give me your thoughts in the comment section below on Saturday's games and your score predictions on Sunday's Premier League games. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit the follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and I'll see you on the next one.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.